USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. A $908 billion coronavirus relief package will be released Monday. Lawmakers today closed in on a proposed bill that would provide about $300 a week in additional federal unemployment benefits, but another round of $1,200 payments for Americans is out for now. Lawmakers say any additional action will have to wait until after President-elect Joe Biden takes office. President Trump's personal attorney and former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani has tested positive for the coronavirus. Giuliani is 76 and at a higher risk for serious complications from the virus. The U.S. recorded more than 200,000 new cases on Saturday for the fourth day in a row. There have been more than 1 million new cases in the first 5 days of December. And this is day one of new restrictions in California as cases surge and ICU capacity in some hospitals has fallen below 15%. USA Radio News.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rockstar broadcaster? That's right, we are. And it could be you. It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything. Have you ever dreamed of being a rockstar show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rockstar broadcaster. Get all the details. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email Bill at rockstar.today.
And liftoff of the Falcon 9 and upgraded cargo dragon.
A SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket carrying a cargo ship blasted into orbit this morning from Kennedy Space Center. It was the 24th Falcon 9 launch this year, but the first in a new line of advanced Dragon capsules. This was the first supply run under a new NASA contract. The Dragon was loaded with more than 6,500 pounds of supplies, parts, and gear. The launch was delayed from Saturday due to bad weather. TV funny man Squiggy has died in California.
Marry a man with a square head, no neck, and hair on his thumbs. You know what your kids will turn out to look like? Hello.
Actor David Lander, best known as Squiggy on the Laverne and Shirley TV show, has died after a decades-long battle with multiple sclerosis. Confirmed by his wife, Lander died Friday in Los Angeles, California. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide-and-seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
The FDA could authorize the use of a coronavirus vaccine in the U.S. when it meets later this week, and side effects are to be expected as the first doses are administered. From the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau, here's Dan Naraki.
A vaccine against the coronavirus may be days away from receiving an emergency use authorization from the Food and Drug Administration. The agency will meet on December 10th to decide whether to issue the EUA for Pfizer's vaccine. So if approved, what side effects will people experience? Glenda Shields was part of the trial study for the Pfizer vaccine and tells Fox News about the side effects that he experienced after getting the shot.
I had never really had a reaction to a vaccine before, and I did have a reaction to this one. I had headaches and fatigue were the big thing. I didn't take, you know, any kind of like aspirin or ibuprofen on the first shot. The second shot I did, and it muted all the effects. It was about 24 hours worth, and then there was a lot of shot site pain. Probably 48 to 72 hours.
In the UK, more than 50 vaccination hubs have been set up at hospitals as the first doses of the vaccine from Pfizer have arrived following approval last week by the UK's Medicines and Healthcare Products Regulatory Agency. Elderly people and care home workers will be the first to receive the vaccine in the UK. Mass immunizations are set to begin on Tuesday. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.